On Thursday, May 15th, 2008, Rock FM's breakfast show presenters Adam Cattrall and Gemma Dee were locked inside shop windows at the Mall Preston and the Mall Blackburn in a bid to raise £20,000 for a disabled sports club in Lancashire. Six nights and over 150 hours later, they emerged, tired but victorious, from an experience that would literally change their lives forever. This was Rock FM's Breakfast Breakout.
I feel like Jack Nicholson on One Flew Over Cuckoo's Nest, mate. I'm absolutely losing it. It's bonkers in here.
Just running around my little cage here, and everybody just keeps whacking out windows.
It's called what? Boris. Say hello to Boris, the California
Boris?
King snake.
This is the best day of my life.
What do you mean the rest of my duration? What am I supposed to do with it?
Are you going to grant permission for the proposal?
Well, so long as it can keep you in shoes. Yeah.
Gemma.
Can you hear everybody outside?
Would you be my wife?
I love you to pieces, and I want to have your children. I will.
Well, I'd like to donate £1,000. I got three lovely kids, and they love sport, and obviously I've been blessed with three great kids. What about us, you know, kids that are not quite as privileged as my three?
So basically, this is from your own pocket.
I did obviously listen to you this morning, and when you got engaged, it started the ball rolling in my head.
Because we're not in here for any other reason than for those children at Blackburn Community Sports Club. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much.
Well, the next course is the main course.
No. Can we switch? Can we move to the chocolate straight away?
It's a course of dried moth caterpillars from South Africa.
Oh, beautiful.
And
they are
three.
Massive. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Ah! It's a bloody moth!
Yeah!
This is tough.
Hello, Dad. I want to see you home soon.
This is actually happening. There are three men in a bed in a window in Debenhams in Blackburn at 11:15.
I was just ringing up today just to see whether £5,000 would be any help to you.
We're going to donate the remaining £1,950.
Staying here as long as it takes. I've always said that from the beginning. It's for the guys that we have become friends with for life. Thank
Gemma,
you so much, guys.
Gemma, you haven't won an Oscar.
There's just so many people involved in this.
What are you doing with
Gwyneth
Paltrow's speech? What's up with you?
No, I need to. I need to. These guys have been amazing. You know, we've come in and we've wrecked their routines, but we've done it for an amazing cause.
To say it was easy to live in a window would be an exaggeration. It wasn't. But the cause obviously keeps you going through things like that. And I'd just like to thank everybody that did take the time out to listen to the show and decided to dig deep in their own pockets and throw some cash at us. Thank you very much. We've done the 20K. We are now on the way out.
On behalf of Rock FM's Cash for Kids, the Mall Blackburn, the Mall Preston, and everyone at Blackburn Community Sports Club, thank you.
You'll have heard me speaking to a chap by the name of Nigel. He runs Blackburn Community Sports Club in Blackburn. Myself, Ross and Gemma went down there on Saturday to see the disabled section of the sports club. Now, they're in a little bit of a predicament because they're kind of running at maximum at the moment, the amount of kids with disabilities they can take on to play football with him on a Saturday morning, right? So therefore, they need a little bit of a cash injection to help out with the facilities, because they're currently running the whole scheme without any facilities. No changing rooms.
No toilets.
Nothing.
Alex is nearly 16. He attends a mainstream school and he has cerebral palsy, which means that he has mobility problems. He's mainly confined to a wheelchair, but does walk about in a walking frame as well. Football has always been a massive, massive part of Alex's life. He's been a season ticket holder for Blackburn Rovers since he was six.
What's he playing at? You need to have a word with him about that.
So football's been massive, and ever since he was little, his dream has been to be a manager of a football club.
Right.
So there were nothing as regards football in Blackburn with Darwin until we heard Lamont setting up this football club for disabled children.
Okay.
Alex absolutely loves it. He gets so much from it. And as I've said many, many times to different people, it's much more than about Saturday morning. It's what it gives the children, confidence in themselves, making friends with each other, realising that they're not on their own. And also, specifically for Alex, he had major surgery 2 years ago, which involved 12 operations all being done at the same time.
Flipping heck, right.
Which was absolutely horrendous. One of the things, really, that helped Alex to get back on his feet was knowing that all the lads were behind him, all the coaches. They were all spurring him on. They raised money for extra physio for him. They came to see him in hospital. And when he actually attended his first session at Lambeth after surgery, after a long, drawn-out recovery process, they all applauded him coming through the door because it was one of the incentives for him after, you know, after surgery, all the pain that he went through. It was a massive incentive to get back with the lads, you know.
That was the thing that came through for me on Saturday, speaking to the kids and what have you. The thing of them being able to go to school on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
And, like, all their able-bodied mates are talking, like, oh, yeah, we played this match and we did this and we won this. For them to go and he says, I played footy at weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
And I did X, Y, and Z. And I just want to point out your lad cheated in that penalty competition as well. He did.
I
weren't ready.
I'm not having that.
Yeah, he did. I wasn't ready, the little scoundrel. I'll have him next time. But no. But yeah, but that was the main issue that came through. Like, you know what I mean? Just that feel of inclusion and what have you.
Exactly. Because, you know, I mean, to us as the parents, they're not disabled. And the children first. I mean, I say to everybody, Alex is nearly 16. He's a teenage lad first, with all the feelings that teenage lads have. And he's a proper lad. Football's everything. He goes to school and, you know, he'll talk football. And they're mainly Man United supporters. So, you know, he gets a degree for
Where are you sending him to school? You need to have a word.
But, you know, to have changing facilities and to, you know, have the team talk in the changing rooms and, you know, messing about and all that. He's everything, you know. He's... Because they really, really feel like footballers, you know.
Gemma's mentioned that. Was she speaking to Alex?
Yeah, I spoke to Alex on Saturday. I have to say, Heather, the thing really got to me, actually. I went out with Alex and we went to see where the toilets were. Now, of course, Alex is in a wheelchair. The toilets are up some steps, up a grassy verge. Yeah. There's no way for him to get to it. And it must be humiliating for him.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, he has to tie a knot in it.
But hopefully, if we get ourselves in gear here and raise some cash and what have you, that won't be a problem anymore. And you say...
That's right. It'll make such a difference to all the kids that go there. I mean...
Coming soon to Rock FM, the biggest event of 2008. Adam and Gemma are being sent down. It's their time to do time. Rock FM's Breakfast Breakout. Adam at Breakfast in the Mall need your help in raising 20 grand cash for needy kids in Blackburn. And we're going inside to do it. On Thursday, May 15th, Adam and Gemma will be locked inside window cells at the Mall Preston and the Mall Blackburn. And we won't bail them out before they each raise 10 grand for charity. Who's going to taste freedom first? Jailbird Gemma or the Crooked Cat? The lockup is coming. It's their time to do time. Rock FM's Breakfast Breakout with the Mal Preston and the Mal Blackburn. Shopping as it should be. Listen to Adam at Breakfast weekdays 6 till 10 for the latest. On Rock FM, porridge is about to be served.
Will I Am featuring Cheryl Cole and Heartbreaker.
Can you hear my heartbeat? Because I'll tell you what, I can. It's thumping in my ears.
It's that time.
Rock FM's Breakfast Breakout with the Mal Blackburn and the Mal Preston.
It's on like Donkey Kong. We've been set a challenge of £20,000, £10,000 per person. We're going to go and live in a respective window. I'm going to the Debenhams at the Mal in Blackburn. The window is ready for me. My racing car bed is in there. I believe my Speedy McQueen sheets are in there as well. He's from the film Cars. My little boy will tell you all about that. Gemma is going to DB3. And the Mall in Preston, her princess bed is ready.
Yep.
You've got your straighteners ready to rock and roll. Mm-hmm. Everything's tickety-boo. You're going to be whisked away there very, very shortly. Yep. We're raising the cash for Blackburn Community Sports Club, all right? Do get online, rockfm.co.uk. All the information that you need is on there to know about the charity and why we are going to get ourselves locked up, live there 24-7 for a period of time. I don't know if you can hear that. Can you hear that in the background? Can you hear that? If I just switch the music off.
Yeah. No, I have no idea what's going on here. This isn't fair.
Gemma lost Nevermind the Buzzercock earlier on today, and therefore she's got a little bit of a treat of how to get to the window, a little bit of a treat of how to get you there. All right.
Look. And I'd just like to say before I go, this is probably the stupidest thing we've ever done, but it's the most worthwhile, and even though we pretend we hate each other, I love you very much and I'll probably miss you quite a lot.
Oh, that's very
good
nice
luck,
of you. I'm not gonna
but I'm still going to beat you.
We've got some special guests here. If you just look over your left-hand shoulder, I should have PC Mark Brady and PC Dean Khan from Lancashire Constabulary. They are here now to...
They're not going to strip, are they?
No, they're not going to strip. They're not strippers. They're proper coppers.
He looks like a stripper.
Sorry, mate. Sorry about that. Don't be saying that while he's in charge. This is your mode of transport. We've got security for you. Headphones off.
I've actually got to go now.
You've got to go now. Headphones off.
Are you sure he's not going to take his clothes
off? Don't mess with them. Trust me. It's not full Monty. Headphones off. Gem, the very best of luck to you. I will speak to you on the other side.
Bye.
See you later, gentlemen.
Bye,
Gemma.
See you.
Gemma is going now to DB3.
Is this a joke? Am I going to prison?
Bye, Gemma. She's going to prison. Wicked. That's it. She's been whisked away by PC Mark Brady and PC Dean Carn. If you get yourself on the streets of Preston right now, you will see it in a riot van being whisked heavily towards DB3, the Mall in Preston. Go and have a visit of her. There'll be loads of ways of how you can get involved. Loads of people outside from help from Cash for Kids with the buckets of how you can donate, and also get yourself online, rockfm.co.uk.
Here's a winner already.
Okay, the breakfast breakout is now into day two, well into day two. Yesterday morning, Adam and Gemma were locked in the windows at the Mall in Preston and the Mall Blackburn. Gemma's at DB3. Adam's at Debenhams in Blackburn, in there 24-7 until they raise £10,000 each for Blackburn Community Sports Club, who need the money to improve their disabled facilities. A worthy cause. Check them out on the webcam at rockfm.co.uk. To keep them busy through the day, we're setting them daily challenges with rewards and forfeits. Today's a belter as well. Today is called Mind Your Language. They've each been learning 10 Chinese phrases, which we're about to test them on.
And this has been the hardest thing I have ever done.
Okay.
Just solid revision for the last 2 hours lying on my bed.
Don't get that mental, you let the snake out of its box.
Whoa, is that some new type of euphemism, Sparky?
No,
what's going on?
No. Boris, my pet snake. Actually, I've been touching him today and he is alive. It was all well. People keep coming up going, is he dead? No, he's just
Can you just explain that you do have an animal in there rather than some type of fruity thing that's going on?
He's a snake.
You've been touching
he's
your pet snake and you've let him out of the box.
Cobra.
What's going on?
It's a boa constrictor. Right, with me, guys, in the studio is Rock FM's resident Chinese expert, Mo Fan. Hi, Mo.
Hi.
You're going to help me with the translations and the Chinese phrases that Adam and Gemma have been learning all afternoon and all day, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Gemma, how would you say, I'd like 6 slices of ham?
Adam, be quiet. Sorry. Seriously, be quiet. Right, okay, the way I've remembered things is I've done, like, memory word association in my head, so... Ham, pies, and twee pies, right. Wo yao niu pie hua twee.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Adam.
Oh my God.
How would you say I'd like some toothpaste?
I remember the word for toothpaste, I can't remember what goes before it. I'm gonna guess. Yo yao, it's yagao. Something. Yo yao yagao.
No, that's wrong.
Adam,
yeah.
You lose today. Gemma, just to let you know, as a treat for the challenge today, you've won yourself a gourmet banquet tonight, which will be provided by the guys at Sakura in Preston. Special thanks to Jimmy from Sakura for sorting that out. Adam, you've lost today's task, and your forfeit is to eat a 3-course insect meal tonight before 7 o'clock live on the air.
Awesome.
How do you feel about that?
Can't get enough of it, mate. You know what I mean? Growing up in Blackburn, that's what I had to grow up eating. You know what I mean? We were poor where I came from, pal. We couldn't afford all these luxuries.
Me too. We've all eaten a few worms in
insects,
our time, haven't we?
Chocolate worms. It's 97.4 Rock FM. You are listening to Adam at Breakfast, live from the Breakfast Breakout. Loads of developments going on this morning, as it has been like that over the last week or so. This is day number 7. I don't know what it's like over in Preston, Gem. There's quite a lot of people outside my window on the way to work giving me the thumbs up, come on, we're nearly there type of thing. How's it looking over Preston at DB3?
Yeah, same for me. I don't know if you get the same situation where it's like you get the same people in the mornings who are on the way to work and they give you the thumbs up.
Yeah.
And as they leave at night, they kind of give you a wave and say bye.
It's weird.
Really,
I mean, we do get lots of way in a radio studio on a normal day-to-day basis, and it's just nice to be, in a weird way, it's nice to be a part of the community that are going to work in the morning. It's weird. It's weird. I do feel like I'm part of that, which is awesome.
Basically, over the last few days, we've been setting you challenges to keep you occupied, yes?
Yes.
Throughout the day.
To tell you, yes.
You've been in there for almost 150 hours now.
Jeez.
I think it's more than that.
You've raised a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
Gemma's got engaged. We've had snakes. We've had tortoises. We've had Adam eating bugs. Today, the best challenge of all is yet to come.
Okay.
I've got with me in the studio Donna Maudsley.
Yes.
Mark, Lee and Alan Kelly of Lee Kelly UPVC on Blackpool Road in Preston, who are about to set you today's challenge now. So I'm going to hand over to Donna to let you know what your challenge for today is.
Okay. Morning, Donna.
Good morning, Gemma and Adam.
Morning.
Today, your challenge is to pack your bags. You're coming home.
Seriously?
How what? Can we do that? We haven't raised the door.
We're going to donate the remaining £1,950.
You being serious?
Being serious?
Yes.
Really?
You really? Maybe yeah! So, thank you.
Thank you so much. Not for me. I'll stay in here as long as it takes. I've always said that from the beginning. It's for the guys that we have become friends with for life from Blackburn Community Sports Club and everybody down there, including like Nigel and Debbie and the team who've already worked so hard to raise the sponsorship that they desperately need for these amazing, wonderful, inspiring and, for me, life-changing kids. Thank you.
By my reckoning, there's around about 3 minutes remaining of the breakfast breakout. The money has been raised this morning. Thank you very much. But I'm still receiving donations. Mercer and Sons have had a whip round and raised me another £250, which is great. Remember where the dollar's going. It's all going to help Blackburn Community Sports Club.
It's been the worst, the hardest, the most ridiculous, but yet at the same time, amazing, rewarding, life-changing experience. And I am privileged to have been a part of it. The breakfast breakout's nearly over. I'm Gemma D and I'm going home.
To say it was easy to start to live in a window would be an exaggeration. It wasn't, but the cause obviously keeps you going through things like that. And I'd just like to thank everybody that did take the time out to listen to the show on a day-to-day basis and was asked and decided to dig deep in their own pockets and throw some cash at us. Thank you very much. We've done the 20k. We are now on the way out. That little sound effect in my headphones lets me know that we've got 10 seconds remaining before we leave our shop windows. Thank you very much.
Ta-da!